Joining us now on the Quicken Loans guest hotline would be Coach Wes Miller at Coach Wes Miller on Twitter. Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Scott Lynn, Tim Murray to my left, Steve Solomon's over there. Wes Miller, of course, is the UNC Greensboro coach. Spartans off to the dance, taking the Southern Conference tournament. Wes, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate your time very much. I'll ask you the generic and we get it out of the way. Has it settled in yet, Coach? Excited to be dancing?
It has not settled in, but yes, we're incredibly excited. We're thrilled to be in the tournament.
As far as what the last couple of days have been like and what the next few are like, any changes or business as usual?
Well, you know, we got, you know, it's different than a lot of these high major leagues where they're playing their conference tournaments now and they'll jump right into the NCAA next week. We got like almost 2 weeks. So we've given our guys a couple of days off. We're going to get back in the gym today, and I think by the time we get to Friday, it'll be business as usual, but we are trying to kind of catch a breather and catch our legs a little bit.
You guys have just two losses since the middle of January, Coach. You talk about the nearly 2 weeks off. Does the disruption in rhythm scare you at all?
You know, no, I don't think we're scared about anything. I mean, I think we know that whoever we play in the first game, we're going to be underdogs and not going to be favored. We're just excited, and we're going to come out swinging, but It might be good timing for us to get a little break, actually, because we played 8 games in 18 days to finish conference play, which was an incredibly grueling stretch on us physically. And then, you know, you played 3 games in 3 days in the conference tournament. So this might be a good opportunity for us to get a little rest and catch our legs.
Talking to Wes Miller, head coach of UNC Greensboro, SoCon champs. Is UNC Greensboro headed to the NCAA tournament? The next couple days, Coach, before you find out who you're going to be playing, what are those practices like? Just trying to better yourselves? Obviously, there's no scouting reports for the next couple of days.
That's right. Well, it's funny, guys, because we've never been through this before. This is our first time. So these questions are what we've been sitting around talking about as a staff hours on end the last couple days. We're just going to try to get back to our values and practice every day, the fundamental things. You know, like I said, our last couple weeks of the season, we barely got to practice. So we need to get back to the things that we preach every day, the things that we have built, you know, the foundation of our program on. So we'll get back to those defensive drills and some of the things that we're trying to do offensively. So we're going to keep it really simple and compete a little bit. And then hopefully on Sunday, it'll get real for our guys when our name gets called.
The rebuild for this program, you took over in the middle of the season back in 2011 and had a lot of success, and then it's been kind of a gradual rebuild for this UNC Greensboro program. What has been the calling card for you to get this program to where you guys are now? Last year you finished tied for first in the conference and ended up in the NIT, and now here you are, conference champs and headed to the NCAA tournament. What has been the biggest, I guess, building block for your program?
Well, it's been people. I mean, you know, we failed a lot early, too. We had, you know, we didn't have a lot of success in our first handful of years, and I think we really learned from that experience. I think that experience has kind of drove a lot of the people in our program, but we've really tried to build our program around people that fit our values. We are basketball crazy. I mean, and sometimes probably in a negative way, man. We just love hoops all day, every day, and we try to surround ourselves with people in our program that think and act the same way, that love the game, love to be in the gym, love to work, and then people that have high character. And I know a lot of people say that, but we really do try to evaluate that in recruiting and hiring staff and things of that nature. And then we've been a program that's really tried to develop players. I mean, we have some 4- and 5-year guys on this team, a lot of upperclassmen, and we sprinkled in some young guys that are really gifted and bring some energy, but you know, I think having some 4- and 5-year guys that have been through the battles has been something that's really helped us the last couple of years.
Coach, I am curious because you see a lot of these teams, a team that won their conference last night, Bucknell, similar, a lot of veteran players, and you see teams that have success in the mid-major ranks have veteran players. Is it difficult in this day and age in college basketball where the transfer rate is so high to get players to buy in, and maybe they're not going to play as much as a freshman and sophomore. Maybe you want them to redshirt. Is it hard for them when they look around and they see so many freshmen and sophomores getting playing time for them to truly buy into what you're preaching and saying, hey, guys, by the time you're a junior and senior, you're going to contribute and we're going to get to the mountaintop?
No, I think I think it's unique, you know, in the culture we have in college basketball now. But that's kind of how we've tried to be different. And we've started that process of trying to get kids to buy in and recruiting, you know, and we try to be brutally honest about, like, who we are as a program and how we go about things. And as you mentioned, like, we've used, you know, redshirting pretty wisely. We've redshirted somebody, I think, it almost every year I've been here, maybe every year, maybe one year we haven't, but out of 7 years, at least six or seven. You know, we preach to kids in recruiting that we want kids that want to stick it out. We talk to their parents about that because we know, you know, we know there's going to be some adversity throughout a college basketball season, and we want the kind of kids that want to fight through it. So that's been somewhere we've tried to be a little different. And in the early years, we struggled with it, and it's taken a while to build it. But I think the last 2 years, having the continuity in our program has made quite a bit of difference.
Talking to the head coach of the Southern Conference Tournament Champions, the UNC Greensboro Spartans. His name is Wes Miller. Follow Coach Miller on Twitter, at Coach Wes Miller. Of course, this is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio. Coach, how much, how little do you share, and how often do you share of your story with the kids? A little bit of JMU, red shirt of your own at Carolina, and, you know, it's a story that got a book about it that you wrote, The Road to Blue Heaven. You know, you made it there, and you know, right around 6 feet, no skin. Golly, the recruiters are like, yeah, who's this guy? And you fought your ass off to start and get a title.
Yeah, no, the our guys don't even believe I could play. They look at me, and I'm like, 5'10", white guy, and they look at me like that guy couldn't play. I can't barely move anymore, but I can still really shoot, so they know I can shoot. But no, our kids are awesome. You know, they're aware of my playing experience, and we joke about it all the time. We got like this really unique group and close group, and we probably act like, you know, uncles to kids more than parents and that type of thing. So they come in trying to jab me all the time, looking at YouTube videos and highlights and stuff like that. But I still believe that they don't think I could play, even though they've seen some tape and stuff like that.
Who do you lean on for advice? As you said, this is new for the bulk of the people. Obviously, not so much for you on a personal scale. Would you call Coach Williams at a time like this and go, "Hey, got any quick ideas?"
Guys, I'm one of like the most fortunate, you know, coaches out there that the people that I can call. I'm just so blessed. You know, Roy Williams is a phone call away all the time. I'd absolutely call him. I know he's in the middle of the ACC tournament, but if I had a question that I really needed an answer to, I'd call him right away, and he'd call me right back. He was one of my first calls after we won it Monday night up in Asheville in the SoCon tournament. You know, there's guys in my Rolodex like Larry Brown and George Ravlin, Hall of Fame guys that, you know, I talk to on a daily basis, and so many more. I mean, my high school coach, Jamie Arsenal. I mean, I'm really fortunate at a young age to have people that I can lean on that have unbelievable experience and Hall of Fame type guys. So, but Coach Williams is always first. He's been incredible and really helped me develop as a young coach.
So playing college basketball at UNC, everyone knows about the triangle, Duke, NC State, add in Wake Forest. What is the culture around UNC Greensboro fan-wise? Is it a huge following in Greensboro?
You know, it's been incredible, the support. And like I said, I mean, we had some really tough years early, and the city has kind of always been behind us. You know, the university has been really supportive of men's basketball. But here in the last couple of years, as we've gotten better, it's been neat to kind of see it grow. And then the last week or so, it's been insane. You know, my wife, I don't read the paper locally, but my wife does. And she says we've been on the front page for like a number of days running, and that type of thing. So, and the news cameras are coming out, and you know, it's been really neat to see it grow, and then see people get behind us now that we've made the tournament. The cool thing is to see our players experience it. You know, I got to experience it as a player, but to see our players getting that kind of attention now and going through this process, that's been really special for me.
Going back to your playing days, what is the build-up like the week once you find out where you're going to be headed, whatever regional you're going to? What is that week like? What can you share for your players? You know, the travel, the charter, all of that, and getting an opportunity to play on CBS and national television.
Yeah, the adrenaline rush is huge. You know, in North Carolina, obviously the NCAA tournament was a different deal, but some of that stuff was business as usual. You know, I mean, the charter planes and the national coverage and all that. You know, at UNCG, this is new. So, you know, we're going to have to adjust a little bit. I really want our players to enjoy it and soak up the experience. But we also, we're competitive, and we want to be in preparation mode, and we want to make sure that we're as prepared as possible to be ready to play as well. But I do want them to enjoy this experience, because I do think it's a, you know, hopefully not a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I hope our underclassmen get to do it again, but it is a special experience in your life when you go through it as a player.
Talking once again to Wes Miller, head coach of UNC Greensboro. I'm sure every one of your players, even though maybe you guys tell them not to, is looking on ESPN, CBS Sports. Where are we? Are we a 14? Are we a 13? Do you sneak a peek at, you know, what Joe Lunardi's saying about where UNC Greensboro is at on the seating?
I'll be honest, I haven't. Now, everybody that, all my friends and family and, you know, everybody that's calling me, you know, wants to ask that question. So, you know, there's been a lot of dialogue about it. But guys, I love the process of working and growing, and that's kind of what we've tried to build our program on. So I'm on the road recruiting, and I'll get back this morning, and we'll have practice, and I'll be happy when we get back on the practice court and we can start working on getting better today. That stuff will happen on Sunday. And like I said, whoever we're playing against, we're going to be fired up, and we're going to come out swinging and you know, be as competitive as we possibly can be when we play either on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Coach, last one for you. Totally off topic. We see the NBA games over there at the O2 Arena in London. You played for at the time the London Capitals. What was that like, Wes?
You guys are really doing some research. I'm impressed here.
We're just fascinated by this stuff.
This is awesome. I was sitting at a game last night recruiting down here in Florida, and a guy tapped me on the shoulder, an assistant from Montana State, and he said, "I played against you in England." And so this is twice in 2 days this has been brought up. But no, I was really fortunate. I got to play professionally for a year after college. Now, professionally in England is a little different than like the NBA, right? Those are like two totally different worlds and extremes. But I got a taste of getting paid to play, but it just wasn't getting paid a whole lot. But it was a really neat experience. And I didn't make it very long because I couldn't play. I really couldn't play well enough to make a career out of that. But no, playing overseas was a cool thing and something, you know, we've had a lot of players go on to play in Europe. And so that's been neat to be able to kind of share my experience with guys before they go over.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck and congratulations. I'm sure you will continue to enjoy the time and make sure the kids eat up every single moment of it. It's like nothing else from what I've heard.
Thanks, fellas. It's the best. And it's been really special to go through it for the first time as a coach.